Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Locked On Big Ten podcast, a part of the Locked On Podcast Network. I'm your host, Ben Stevens. It is Monday, August 24th, and today's episode is brought to you by RockAuto.com. Amazing selection, reliably low prices. It's a Monday morning. We all need a little energy to pick up our week, so here we go. All the parts your car will ever need. Rock Auto, RockAuto.com. Shout out to them for sponsoring today's episode. I really feel, again, the jingle. We're hitting it. We're hitting it, and that's a good sign to start your Monday. And on today's episode, we have a great interview coming up with Lucy Rodin. She's a social media superstar, a Big Ten personality. She works for Hawkeye Nation, and we get her thoughts on how the Big Ten has handled the postponement of the fall sports season. Lucy has a great analogy for how this has felt for us over these past couple of weeks. And your weekend Big Ten update in terms of news and things happening around the Big Ten Conference. Of course, on Friday, it was the peaceful parents protest outside Big Ten headquarters in Chicago, Rosemont, Illinois, to be exact. We learned a couple of things, that fans can come together, that parents, even of different programs who support their sons that play for different football teams, can come together against one common goal, that being Kevin Warren at this point. But we had Sean Wade's father out there leading and speaking to the media. We had other protesters from Iowa, Ohio State, the groups coming together. And what Sean Wade's father, Randy, really said was that, yes, they are upset right now, but really what they want, really what they deserve, and really what they are demanding is more thorough answers from Kevin Warren. An open communication line between the parents who put their sons in these football programs and the Big Ten League office to make them understand, to make them aware of why the Big Ten made the decisions they did. So that was the show of strength on Friday afternoon. We await to see what happens. No new updates as we get to Monday. Could this be a slow week in terms of the Big Ten ramifications and the aftermath of the postponement of the fall sports season? Maybe. Kevin Warren has acknowledged that he didn't handle this very well. He was a little bit surprised at the backlash he received, which I think is kind of a crazy thing. When you take away football from people for the first time in pretty much their entire lifetime, people are going to be angry, and they have a right to be angry. I understand that he probably thought we're doing this for the best interest of the players. However, with a lack of transparency in the first place, it didn't really ever seem like that, Kevin Warren, and that's where I think a lot of people have their wrath towards you right now. So he's even admitted he should have had better lines of communication. He should have been more transparent and more open with the reasoning the Big Ten decided. He shouldn't have waited 8 days from the first initial announcement to go back and say we are not reversing course. So again, we sit here on Monday morning and we await further details and further updates for this upcoming week. But instead of focusing on all the sadness we feel in our heart right now, we're going to try to have a little bit more of a lighthearted conversation. Sure, it will focus initially around this devastating time of our lives with Lucy Rodin, but we go on and we paint it with a lighter brush. We have a little bit more fun with it, and hopefully this great interview coming up with Lucy makes you laugh. So let's kick it to the social media superstar for Hawkeye Nation, Lucy Rodin. And now very pleased to welcome on to the Locked On Big Ten show for her Locked On Big Ten debut. It is Lucy Rodin. She is a social media personality, aficionado, whatever you want to call it, for Hawkeye Nation, but really across the Big Ten in general. Also used to host her own Big Ten show called Big Ten Blitz. So, Lucy, those are some strong Big Ten credentials, if I do say so myself.
Well, thank you. Yes, you wouldn't believe I'm actually not from the Midwest at all. I'm from North Carolina, but I really just owned the whole Big Ten vibe. I'm very much adapted to that lifestyle.
So let me ask you about that. You are a graduate from the University of Iowa. You just recently graduated, is that correct?
Yep, graduated in May.
So what drew you to the Big Ten, and why do you love this glorious conference, aside from maybe these last 2 to 3 weeks, so much?
My dad is a University of Iowa graduate, and so I've had the Hawkeye in my blood since, you know, I popped out of the womb already knowing where I was going to go to school. I was always going to be a Hawkeye. But growing up in North Carolina, you just kind of, I mean, I'm not trying to crap on all these North Carolina schools or whatnot, but like you just see like the difference in the culture and the way people care about their school and the way they follow like their sports teams. Like, oh, like my dad, this is actually like, I guess we'll go off on a tangent. Like a few weeks ago, I was talking to my dad about it. He went to an NC State game in like a couple years ago, and he's you know, he's an Iowa guy, so he's always used to, you know, waking up at 8 a.m. for an 8 p.m. game to tailgate. Like, that's just the Iowa way.
Right.
And it was like a top 15 matchup between NC State and Florida State. So him and his buddies, they're like, oh, yeah, we'll totally go to the game. They get there 3 hours early, and there's no one tailgating. Like, no one's in the parking lot, and they get a spot right up by the stadium. And he was like, oh, my God, this is the worst thing ever. It's just the culture of the Big Ten, just like the Midwest vibes. I love it so much. I mean, people are so – I think it's across the Big Ten for the most part that every Big Ten fan is so passionate about their school, and they're even so passionate about the conference that even though, you know, your rivals or whatnot, like if I see someone wearing a Penn State shirt, I'm going to go talk to them because they're still Big Ten, you know?
Right.
So I love the community about it. I guess that's my answer.
Yeah, no, I completely appreciate that. I went to Syracuse, love the Orange, no doubt about it. But when it comes to like ACC, I could give a crap about Wake Forest or like how Georgia Tech is doing. So I worked in Omaha, Nebraska for 2 years, covered the Huskers daily because it's the biggest thing in that state pretty much for the entirety of the season, but especially in the fall. So I fell in love with the Big Ten and have had Big Ten ties since. So I completely understand your sense of community there, no doubt about it.
Yeah, I mean, it's Huskers, so it's kind of gross for me being an Iowa fan, but I appreciate it. And that's I give Nebraska a lot of crap, but I do – their fans are just psycho in the best way, you know, how passionate they are. And I grew up in the Winston-Salem area where Wake Forest is. And oh my God, like you wouldn't even know that there's like a Power Five university here. You'd have no clue just because people just don't care.
Right.
But in the Big Ten, it's totally different. I just love it out there.
Right. No real shot at my Demon Deke fans out there. It's just, that's the conference. And that's the school that I always say first off, because Wake Forest, everybody's like, yeah, okay, that makes sense. That's good. If you said like Florida State, maybe not so much, but Wake Forest, yeah, that one plays out. So Lucy, of course, we are living in pretty tumultuous times for the Big Ten. Kevin Warren, last Wednesday, confirming the commish that we will have no Big Ten football season. And you had one of the best takes in all of the internet that I saw about it, is that the fact of having no Big Ten football is like greater than sports. The hurt we feel right now is like a loved one breaking up with us. How did you come up with such a take? And are you still reeling in pain a few days after?
I think I came up with the take because I'm brokenhearted. Like, I'm just sad. I think it felt like I'm not to get too personal. I've been dumped like maybe once or twice in my life. Like, it's not something I'm used to, but it felt like that when I read that statement. Like, oh my God, like, I feel like I'm just trying to get closure and just some answers. And it's just like there's no communication. It just doesn't make sense. And everything I know and love and have like grown to love is just gone now. It was like a weird realization once I was like, oh my God, like I'm getting broken up with. Like, this is what it is. I totally still feel it. Like, I'm just heartbroken because it's like, I mean, it is like a breakup. Like, you sit and you have to wonder, like, what went wrong? What changed? Like, what could I have done? What can we do? Like, especially when you're not getting answers. And it's just, it was a weird take for sure, but 100%, like, I felt like I was getting broken up with, but honestly, it was way worse.
Right.
Like, it was a lot, this was way tougher than when I have actually gotten broken up with, because like, this is always supposed to be there. And I can't just like call up Kevin Warren and ask to talk. Like, it's just, it's rough. It's been, breaking out the bottle of wine, watching sad movies, listening to sad music, whatever you got to do.
As Lucy and I will discuss, and as we have discussed previously on this podcast, with no Big Ten football this fall, what are we going to do to occupy our time? Well, if you have a car or a truck, a great thing you could do right now is maybe make some upgrades, maybe make some changes you've been planning on for quite some time. And the best place to get started with that is the convenient self-service at rockauto.com. It's a family-run business serving auto part customers online for 20 years. They know their stuff at rockauto.com, so when you go there, you will find everything you need from engine control modules and brake parts to tail lamps, motor oil, and even new carpet. Whether it's for your classic or daily driver, get everything you need in a few easy clicks delivered directly to your door. So we're talking about things to occupy your time. One of the things you don't want is to go to a store and have to search around and ask people questions to find the parts you need. You're not going to have to do that at rockauto.com. That's a waste of your time. Instead, you sit on your couch, you make this decision, you get your parts delivered directly to your door, and then you get to the fun part of working on your car to make it better. That is what rockauto.com gives you. And better than that even is the prices at rockauto.com, because they are always reliably low and the same for professionals and do-it-yourselfers. So go to rockauto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car or truck. write Locked On, LOCKEDON, in their How Did You Hear About Us box so they know that we sent you here from the Locked On Podcast Network. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. Rock Auto. You didn't think I was going to sneak in the jingle there, did you? Of course I did. RockAuto.com. I mean, this is why we have these podcasts, really, where you can reach out and speak with people, because having a friend to rely on, having a support system that the Big Ten provides, can get us through these tough times. And you're right, the sign of any unhealthy relationship is a total lack of communication and transparency. And that's what we saw with the guy that ended and broke our hearts in Kevin Warren. I mean, there's been zero communication. And I think everybody's feeling that right now around the Big Ten community.
Yeah, he's not talking to us and he's not answering our questions. He just keeps, like, he keeps diverting it. Like, yeah. It's just, it feels like you're getting dumped by somebody who's just been leading you on this entire time, you know? Yeah. Like, it's an evil relationship. It's unhealthy and it's toxic. And Kevin Warren needs to, you know, reevaluate the way he's handling, the way he's communicating with us, just because this is not healthy, and I'm handling it so poorly that I'm like making crazy breakup references and just making dumb videos about it. But it's weird.
I hear you. Listen, I've been sad now for 2 weeks. I think I was sad going up to it because I thought this would be the decision all along. I did expect a little bit more transparency when it came to this decision and exactly why they made this decision. And I still feel like, although we had words from Kevin Warren this past Wednesday, we still don't have great answers, or at least not the thorough answers we were looking for. And like you mentioned, it's something we've always relied on. It's something that every year at this time we will get excited for and hyped up for, is knowing that we have college football on Saturdays during the fall. And with breakups at times, yeah, they're tough, but you think, oh, there's so many more fish in the sea. You know, we can get back out there. We'll go to a bar and we'll talk to that nice looking girl from across. You know, we'll go out and make sure we do it. But this time we have nothing else to look forward to. I can't let my mind go to fall 2021 at this point. I'm not there yet. I'm still very much grieving.
This, like, maybe breakup wasn't like the right term. Maybe this feels like, I don't know what the nice in between a breakup and a divorce is, because Ooh. Like that's what it feels like, because it's way more serious. Like, what's it? God, that was one celebrity who called it like a conscious uncoupling or whatever. Like, that's what this is, because it's like there is a future out there, but like you can't see it. You just can't see it. And so it's just sadness now and just wondering, like, oh my God, like I wish I just knew more.
Oh, absolutely. This is a full blown split. You know, this is not a casual summer fling that we enjoyed for a month and now it's gone. This is what we've been known our entire life. You know, this has been a part of our hearts for the entirety of our lives, and now we don't have it. So that leads to my next question. And I think you are a creative person, so I really trust in your answer here. What are you going to do on Saturdays during this upcoming fall?
Dude, I don't know. Cry? Like, yeah. I've been thinking of, like, this is something I've actually, like, really, like, sat down and tried to, like, think about. Like, what am I going to do? If the SEC is playing, I'm going to have to adopt an SEC team. Like, I'm just going to have to do it.
All right. Who are the early front runners there?
I think I'm going to go with Auburn. I toured Auburn for college. I obviously did not end up going there, but I liked it. I already have a t-shirt, so I feel like I just have to do it since I already own the t-shirt. Because, like, I've always been, you know, just a casual college football fan. Like, I would, when I wasn't covering Iowa games, whatever, if I had time to watch whatever game was on, I would. Right. But, like, you still need a team to, like, follow and support, because that's just the most fun part about it. Like, it's having someone to root for and, like, get really invested in. And now I don't have Iowa to do that. I guess I have to pick somebody else. So, like, now I feel even worse, because, like, back to the breakup thing, it's like, am I moving on too fast? Is this cheating?
Are you settling? For the Auburn Tigers? Do you know?
I am settling, and it's just hard because, like, I don't want to be alone, but, like, I don't want to, like, cheat on Iowa and, like, settle and lower my standards while I'm doing that. And, like, it's so weird. But, yeah, Saturdays are really going to suck. Like, they're just going to be really tough. I have no idea, like, I'm going to have to avoid Saturdays. Like, I don't know. Can I just sleep through it? Like, Oh, it's going to be rough. It's going to be a rough couple months.
It's a great question. You know, I don't know. I hope the NFL, if they end up playing too, with the lack of college football, even if we get ACC and SEC and Big 12, which at this point still I'm very skeptical. They have this September 26th.
Oh, I don't think it's going to happen.
Like Holy Land date that we get to September 26th and all is good. We're playing college football. I don't know. I don't see it happening. So I'm hoping the NFL, because I actually do believe they'll have some sort of a season, at least to start, move some games to Saturday, fills that void in our hearts. Do I don't know. What other activities can I do in the fall? You know, I've joked about becoming like an HGTV guy and maybe really getting into Fixer Upper or something and just like doing marathons Saturday afternoon to fill a mass void in my heart that's left from not having college football.
What I've realized, like, especially like since, you know, the Big Ten has, you know, canceled fall sports and
right. Even
with like not having sports in the beginning of like quarantine, oh my God, I don't have any hobbies. I don't have a single one. Like, that was really tough to find out that like my only hobby was sports, like not even playing them, just watching them and talking about them. And now it's like, I didn't ever think that was going to be a problem, but here I am, hobbyless, and now I don't have anything to do on Saturdays. And I feel like I have to take up knitting or something. Like, I never baked bread. Everyone did that. I never did it. Maybe I could do that, but like one Saturday, like, I've got a lot more to fill. It's just life without football is like genuinely just the worst.
We learn a little bit more about Lucy's Big Ten media personality. That's coming up next. I mean, it really is. I was away this weekend and I had no service on my phone, so I couldn't keep up with any scores or any updates going on. And you feel like you're just out of the loop. You feel like you're not even on the same earth that you were 24 hours before when you're sitting on your couch and watching ESPN. It's the totally weirdest feeling there is. And now that's going to be kind of like our lives on repeat for 12 weeks in the fall. And now I think we are both in the same boat here where we have this conversation and we say to ourselves, like, what will we do? And I don't know if there's a good answer. I really don't at this point. I still don't.
I don't think there's any. I think it's like all you have to do is just like survive.
Yeah.
Like, I wish I could say something that was like, I'm going to work out more. I'm going to be healthier. I'm going to use my time to volunteer, whatever. No, I'm just going to use my time to sit and be so sad.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll watch reruns just to make myself hurt a little more.
Mm. But like, that's a scary game, I feel like. I feel like that's a scary teetering line there.
Oh, it's terrifying. But like, sometimes you just want to like be sad and you just want to feel the pain. So I have a feeling like, I bet I make it like a month in before it's like, all right, I got to watch some old Iowa highlights just so I can remember what it feels like to feel something, even if it is just like pure sadness here.
I mean, I had the thought because like I said, I've kind of thought we would get to this point that we would not have college football. And although that was very scary in its own right, I didn't really wrap my head around the practical nature of it. And the fact that I then will not have an October where I wake up October 10th and it's 11 a.m. and the pan of the field goes up and it's Ryan Field and the grass is like 3 inches high and it's Northwestern and Purdue. And like that I won't have that, like that truly breaks my heart. So I think, if you'll allow it, I think we should get to better times. I think we should talk about happier times. And let's talk, because in my opinion, you are a Big Ten personality and you had the Big Ten Blitz show. So I want to know, as a fellow Big Ten host, how you came about with this idea, and what were some of your favorite memories from hosting that during your time at Iowa?
Ooh, that's a good question. So I originally started my like broadcast career just, you know, doing like basic reporting for the student station, feature stories on tennis players and swimmers and stuff like that. And then I wanted to do something specifically Big Ten football because I was really passionate about it. And I started to just do this basic show called Around the Big Ten. And like just full transparency sucked. Terrible show. I mean, it didn't air anywhere, you know, just went on YouTube. I've deleted every trace of it that I could find because it is awful. It was just me being like, hey, here's what happened in the Big Ten this week. Like Ohio State beat Maryland, like 60-12, like, and this is what happened. And it just straight up garbage. And I would watch it and be so proud of it too. Like, yes, like that's awesome. Everyone knows the score of Ohio State Maryland now. And then it just eventually it was just not working for me. And not to go back to the dumped thing, but there was a week where I got dumped by somebody.
And this is in real life. We're not talking Big Ten football.
Real life.
Okay.
And I was just so, like, I was so angry about it, whatever. It was so dumb. It does not matter at all now. It actually worked out pretty well for me. But I was so angry and mad about it that when I wrote my show that week, like, I wrote it so snarky and, like, just so full of jabs. And I watched it back and I was like, oh, my God, that's kind of funny. Like, that's a good show. And it was like the first show I had that had some like personality and some kind of flavor into it. And then people started responding to it. I didn't have a whole lot of followers or any sort of following at the time, but I was getting like a little bit of traction and was someone who had, you know, 32 followers on Twitter at that point. Like, that was really good for me. And so I just started getting into it, rebranded to Big Ten Blitz, and then just started telling jokes. And it, I was like, oh my God, I guess I'm funny. Like, maybe I should just roll with it. And so I started doing Big Ten Blitz. I got my big start in Iowa, kind of my big like push that made me sort of the personality I am there. I went to Iowa State the week of the Iowa State game and just dressed up in Iowa State t-shirt and pulled a prank on their students. So they would ask me questions. Or so I would go and ask students questions about the game that week and be like, hey, how do you think Nate Stanley's going to play against Iowa? And all the Iowa State students were like, oh yeah, he's going to crush Iowa. Like, we love Nate Stanley, the best quarterback ever. Like, not knowing that he was Iowa's quarterback. And I did that for a bunch of, I mean, I pranked probably 10, 15 kids, made like a video out of it, and that went really viral. And so I just started doing kind of dumb comedic stuff like that. So that Iowa State video was definitely a highlight for me. And then I started getting a little more focused with my Big Ten Blitz episodes. Normally I would just sort of go through, hey, here's what went on in the Big Ten this week, and here's what was really, really funny about it. But then I started kind of focusing in. I guess a big highlight was the first time that I got a death threat. It was awesome.
That's a big highlight, huh?
I made a video about Mark D'Antonio and I pissed off the entire population of East Lansing. And that was actually a very cool moment for me, because I was like, man, like, that's really cool that, like, you know, I'm just like some college kid and I managed to make all of these people so angry at me.
Yeah.
And yeah, so I guess that's kind of Big Ten Blitz in a nutshell. It was just, telling jokes and, you know, having some fun. Before it was just me being really dumb and not knowing what I was doing, but then I got dumped and it got funny. So that's Big Ten Blitz.
Listen, some of the greatest works of art of our lifetime have come out after a breakup, and that can be the inspiration that people need to really find their stride. So I'm glad that you took the positive from that. Hopefully we can do that with the Big Ten breaking up with us for this football season. Maybe we will find a positive. Maybe you become an excellent baker of your banana breads. Maybe I become an excellent fan of Fixer Upper and move out to Austin, Texas and start a business. I have no idea. We will wait and see on that one. So many thanks again to Lucy Rodine for coming on today's episode. Make sure to give her a follow on Twitter. Guys, I'm not kidding when I say this. Listen, I have my own thoughts about how media members interact. I go to people I trust for information. I go to other people I trust for laughs, for comedy. Lucy is certainly one of those people with an Iowa football and Big Ten football overall focus. It is incredible, incredible stuff. So give her a follow on Twitter at Lucy Rodine TV. That's at Lucy, L-U-C-Y, Rodine is R-O-H-D-E-N TV. She is incredible. She will keep you entertained during these downtimes, whether it's an analogy comparing a loss of Big Ten football to having your heart broken, which it really so is. You know, I just got a little choked up when I was talking about that. Whatever you need, Lucy will supply you with a few laughs to at least brighten your week. She'll be back on Wednesday's episode to give us some funny stories about her time covering Iowa athletics. They were great stuff. They had me laughing. I'm sure they will have you laughing as well. So until we get to Wednesday, make sure to give a listen to some of the other Locked On Podcast Network great podcasts on this network, because there's like over 150 of them, whether it's across the college channel or if you're staying tuned in to the pro playoffs happening in the NBA, in the NHL, NFL season, in training camp. Yeah, it doesn't really feel like that right now, but we're going to have a National Football League season at least to start. So whatever you need to follow, you can find it on the Locked On Podcast Network. So tell your smart device right now to play Locked On NFL, and it'll lead you in that direction. So until we talk on Wednesday, when Lucy Rodine is back on the podcast, have a splendid couple of days.